All right, so I have Barry on the phone with me, and Barry is a man I met a couple of weeks ago. I was at a I don't even know. It's an event that was called. It was like an awesome night. It's part of this group called that they do have these awesome fests where they meet with each other all over the world. And I was invited to be part of the awesome night. And one of my best friends, John Stevenson, actually proposed to his girlfriend, Mindy, who's awesome at awesome night. And it was awesome for everybody to watch. And so this guy Barry that I met, he is a dating coach for women. And he and I started talking, and we share, a lot of the same beliefs and passion towards working with our clients and helping others really understand everything from the other side. We're both sort of insiders for our clients, and I offer a female perspective, and he offers his clients the male perspective that they're missing. So, Barry, thank you very much for talking with me, and yeah, thanks for being here.
It's my pleasure. I would like to correct one thing, though, when you introduced me, which I do appreciate the introduction, is the word dating coach. Because the thing is, this is one of the things actually I learned from one of my teachers, is that dating is a masculine practice because dating is a hunting system, because it, or a sorting system. What dating is basically a man will go on dates to really find out, are you the one? Are you the one? Are you the one? Sequentially, till he finds the one he wants. That's a hunting practice, which is masculine, energetic. And women don't do that if they're in their feminine, authentic feminine.
So what do women do?
Women naturally relate. Women are a natural. They relate to anybody they meet. Not talking about sexual stuff. So let's put that on the side for that moment. But women connect. That's their natural ability when in the feminine. And women can, if you meet someone at a stop sign, they'll actually start a relationship of a energetic format with you, or with a man, or a woman. That's part of their gift. And so it's about starting and ending all the time in the dating scene. They don't call it dating. They're not sorting unless they're in the masculine too. And I'm a big proponent of women being in their feminine because that's the polarity between men and women that creates such sexual polarity and strength in a relationship is a masculine feminine model in deep romance.
So you're helping women get into their feminine. But would you say in general, like this is for my guys out there, because I say that I don't teach men how women should act. I teach them how they do act and what they have to deal with right now. So my first question is, what are men dealing with right now with women that are out there? Are women in their most feminine states right now?
Well, to be honest, it depends on what you're seeking and searching. But women generally are caught up into the paradigm of being in a masculine society. So many women have put on the masculine mindset. So they are out in the dance clubs and in the social scenes, being as much of a hunter as the men are, and it's a very competitive, energetic. Now, women naturally in the feminine, when men are seeking women in their groups, most times women there are in there in a sense of connection, and they're being sisters together. So it's a different focus. And where women naturally are, most of them are really fighting to get back to the feminine. And most of my work seems to be to help women to relax from that masculine, got to get things done, goal-oriented modality, which is what men naturally have.
Okay, so you're trying to help women calm down, be less anxious, and be less confused, which is what I talk to a lot of my guys about as well. That really, if you can be that leader for a woman and step into your most masculine role and allow her or show her how to be calm and feminine, I believe that's where attraction lies. That's where a wonderful partnership is made, whether it's for a night, for a year, for a date, for the rest of your lives. That's where attraction lies. So these women that you work with, who are they? Because I know that when I tell people what I do, they're like, "Ugh, those guys. Who are these guys? You know, they must be geeks." And I was like, "Actually, no, they're just like you, but they happen to know that they need some help with something, and they've asked for it. So they're pretty proactive and awesome." So, who are your clients that you work with?
They vary, but largely they're women who are just fed up and tired of dealing with men who don't step into their masculine. And they've been the saviors too many times, or they've been the focus on being the leader. And they want a man who's, and I'll make a distinction here. In the male role, there's the masculine and the macho. And I'm a big proponent of what masculine is about, which is different. But that what women are tired of is the either the really good guy or the really bad guy, because they want a man who is just authentically in his masculine so she can relax into a feminine. And there's a relaxation they're seeking.
Okay. And what does that mean? What does that mean when a man is, like, I know what I how I define it, but how do you define it to a woman, saying that, you know, if, when a man's in his most masculine state?
When a man's in his masculine state, he is a player, he's a leader, and he's also in his heart. So it's about direction and compassion at the same time. Okay. So it's about creating results and having a purpose and a goal and having a vision, actually living in the vision of what their life's about, because that's very attractive to a woman. And a woman seeks a man who has direction in his life and has clarity about who he is and what he's about. Okay. And that is largely what the masculine can bring forward, because it's a directionality and a clarity about purpose.
So are women not looking for this character right now, or are they just really confused, in your opinion?
It's more of being confused, because they've not been shown there are many men doing that. And when they see one, it's almost kind of like a unicorn they've spotted. It's like, wow, so rare.
Yeah, you know? No, it's true. I agree. I definitely agree with you. I would say a lot of men are very confused as well, mainly because women are bumping up into a more masculine role. So they're like, whoa, what's going on here? Like, am I the man? Am I the woman? I don't know what I'm supposed to be. And, you know, they're not being shown examples of or being taught how to be that masculine man without being an aggressive asshole. That's my belief. So I know that a lot of women who are craving the masculine energy do end up, you know, going after these bad boys and jerks and players, mainly because they get confused in the beginning and they're like, okay, well, this guy has that masculine character that I should be attracted to. He's totally what I want. He respects himself. He's marching to the beat of his own drum. But sadly, later on down the road, they realize that he is a jerk or a player or a bad boy. And then that's like a whole other story that plays on insecurities. But it's not a good space for the man or for the woman to be in.
Right.
So for my guys that are listening, what, based on the information that you've gathered from these women, what can you tell my guys about going out there and presenting themselves, or what tips would you have for them?
Well, that could be a laundry list, so I can give you a few things, a lot more to the picture than just that. But let me start with a few things.
Okay.
First of all, relax. The biggest thing men do is attempt to present and act to a woman to impress her, and that's the fallacy.
Right.
Because the truth is, like you were saying, that a woman may see a guy and go, wow, he's all this, and then later on she'll go, hang on, he's not who I thought he was. And so the best thing is be real. Be authentic, be real, and show your heart. But do it from a place of strength and from a place of being wimp. You know, it's a distinct difference, because heart is not about being all sensitive and caring only. It's about having this space to where you can hold her and let her collapse into your arms, energetic. If you hold that space inside, a woman will feel that and she can relax.
Okay.
So it creates a safe space that is approachable, not like a friend, because you still want to be the lover, obviously, for men. I mean, I know the feeling. It's about being respectful, direct, and come from the heart, but also come from your true nature, to be authentic, and that means knowing who you are.
Well, you touched on something really interesting, actually, because I definitely liked what you had to say, because I completely agree with you. So how does a man stop himself from falling into the friend category and still be respectful for a woman? Because, of course, you know, what you're saying is that there are ways that men can help women feel more feminine, but how do they make them feel more feminine and still create attraction?
Well, the thing, well, you may have heard in my accent that I'm actually English originally, been here many years. And one thing I've noticed a lot is American men have forgotten such a simple thing as chivalry and gentlemanly conduct.
Mm-hmm.
And those simple things, and it can be as simple as opening the door for a woman, helping her on with a coat, pulling a chair back for her, doing things that are supportive in a way that is masculine, is a turn on for women. Women love that treatment of being respected, and almost it's not worship, but it's that sense of real deep respect where a man goes, this woman is worthy of being taken care of.
Okay. But then where's the difference? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, so for them, when they're, I'm trying to think, I guess a lot of my guy friends never did that, never opened the door. Because I always say to men, like, show your intentions and state your intentions. If your intention is to date this woman, don't sit with her at 11 o'clock at night listening to her talk to her ex-boyfriend. You know, do things that are saying, I want to be in a relationship with you, I want to be sexual with you. And I guess what you did just say is show the gentlemanly and chivalrous behavior, like opening a door. That is,
yeah.
You're right. That is a difference from being just the friend. It is there. It's a slight, small difference, but it's definitely something that's showing I'm a masculine man that is wanting to be dating you rather than a masculine man or a guy that you can just pour your heart out to and be friends with.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, you can be up with your woman once you've already had that establishment of the relationship with her, but you don't do it up front because that is the friend modality.
Right.
And the truth is that, and I talked about this before, with communication for men and women is different. Men speak to empty out, to be complete. Women speak to fill up. So women will talk, and men can sure can corroborate with this. Women love to talk and talk and talk and talk. And the thing about that is that men have this tendency to try and be nice and either listen or be abrupt and walk away. And it's finding that middle ground where you very clearly tell them and inform the women that they should probably talk to their girlfriends about this, whatever that is, and let them relate to each other, because women will happily talk to each other because they have the nuances and they love that flow. It's the part of the life they love. The masculine doesn't play that game.
Interesting.
So in a way, what you said about don't be the one listening at 11 o'clock at night about their boyfriends and all that sort of stuff is true, because that does create that safe space, not the dangerous space of sexual polarity.
Right, okay. So then the main question that I ask from a lot of guys, that I get asked by a lot of men, is how do I talk to a woman so that she'll feel attraction? What do I say to a woman? I always say, you know, there's not one thing that you can say. One man can say a certain line to me, and another man can say the exact same line, and I'll get a very different feeling from both of them because of their characters are different, how genuine right. they are, and exactly what you said before about speaking from the heart. How do women want to be talked to so that they're not just having a gab fest with their girlfriends? They're actually being shown a masculine character that's attractive and they want to continue talking to and be attracted to.
Right. Well, there's different pieces to that one again, too. It can be as simple as being direct in what you want, for the men to ask ask the lady what he wants or tell her what the intention is.
Mm-hmm.
It can also be clear about to ask the woman what she's about. Don't ask about her history and don't get into that conversation. That's where the trap is. But ask her what she's looking for. Ask her where she's going. Because then the question is about romance and love and relationship, because that's the topic you're keeping the conversation within.
Okay. And you found that the women that you work with, so once you teach them how to get into their most feminine state, that they're more responsive to this type of behavior? Or are you saying that women are always responsive to that type of behavior?
Well, the women I work with certainly are more responsive, but on top of that, women innately and naturally are. However, they may have walls between what they've been trained to be and where that is.
Okay.
And that's the work, for me, most of the work is to take down the walls because of history, because of parents, because of whatever that is, to get back to their authentic nature, to go, oh, that's what I can be, and that's who I am.
Okay.
And that becomes the polarity which relationships are based on, for sexual love and polarity.
So with these walls that are up, like some of the women, what are some of the behaviors that you've seen them doing that have stopped them from getting into great relationships? Like a lot of guys write into me saying, I started dating this girl and everything was great, and then she started, you know, fading out and didn't
right.
respond back to me. So are there certain behaviors that these confused women, which I would say is the majority because they have not worked with you yet, what is it that they're doing? Like, how are they sabotaging their relationships? And what can a man do to help them be more calm?
Well, there's so many different parts to the puzzle. I mean, I was working with someone this morning who is basically, as we talked, her husband, although it seemed to be ex-husband, was very different later on than he was at the beginning. And what became clear was that she had a pattern with him where she became the savior, trying to save him from his own victimhood.
Mm.
And that one traced back to her childhood with her parents.
Wow.
So a lot of things in relationships, and it's not 100% the truth, a lot of it is the truth, and guys have this one too, so be careful with this one. A lot of the patterns come from their parents. Not either consciously or unconsciously, we picked up either from what they did in front of us or didn't do in front of us to what we then see the pattern behind, because what she's realized, and with my coaching she understood, is that she had tied loving to saving. That
yeah.
she couldn't, you know, relationship with somebody who loved her for herself unless she saved him first. So she only attracted to herself men who were dysfunctional and basically unable to save themselves. They weren't
really?
Saying the truth.
Okay. So if that's the state of their marriage right now, I understand that a woman can definitely do something to help herself, either within that situation or out of that situation. What could a man do?
In that situation?
Yeah.
Well, the bottom line is, and I was looking into this with her, is that her husband doesn't have any support structure around him to get him out of the behavior. And what it comes down to, and this is one thing for men to realize too, we naturally are competitive, but our true nature and our true strength is in brotherhood. And having men around you who see you as you really are and hold you to that higher level, they're the ones that are going to be your best friends forever, because they'll help you get where you want to go and also create you the masculine in you that will be the resonant frequency that attracts the woman. So for men, it's about being with other men who play the big game versus the ones that just either hold you in that same low place or do it to try and get one up over you. Because some men are, unfortunately, still in the old pattern of competitive macho energy versus masculine brotherhood and warrior consciousness. Okay.
So it's something, what you're saying is that a man has to go do some work on himself, basically.
Yeah, unfortunately, yes, we do.
Yeah, no. No, but those are good messages to be sending. It's like that you can't fix people, basically. So let's say there was a couple, or sorry, not even a couple yet, but let's say, like the example I gave you before of one of my guys that said, I had this girl, we were hanging out for a month, and suddenly she started flaking and acting disinterested. What's going on? And how do I spin that around? If there is some sort of insecurity there within the girl, which I'm, you know, sure there is, or she's just lost interest, most likely, what is the best way for a guy to handle a situation like that?
What came up, I'm sorry, this is being sarcastic, is send her to me. I'll take care of that.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, here's this person's card, here's Barry's card, go talk. We'll talk in 20 minutes when you're done.
I have no problem with that. I don't mind people being my messengers. No, in addition, it comes down to is, you know, if the man who asks you this is checked in himself and is gauging, it's like, okay, was I being true to myself all the way through? If I go into some sort of a saving nature or a victim nature or whatever that was that got me off track, she probably picked up on it and responded accordingly. So the odds are likely she's reflecting back to him where he was out of alignment with himself. And he comes back to being in his heart, in the fire, in his passion. She'll shift. He can't force her to do that. He becomes the invitation for her to shift back into that attraction level. But if she's not going to come back to that, even when he's true to himself, he needs to move on. It's that simple.
Okay, I agree.
If someone doesn't attract to you when you're in your natural state, they're not for you.
I definitely agree. No, I totally agree with that. Okay. Because a lot of guys, they always say, what do? Do I contact her? Do I text her? Do I email her? What do I do? And first of all, you leave her alone.
Right.
Leave her alone for a little bit. And exactly what you just said, it's like going back and just really thinking, okay, was I pouncing on her? Was I sucking up to her in some way? Did I, you know, it's like, was I really being myself and most natural? So are you saying that, you know, as a final attempt for these guys, maybe even letting the woman know that he may have not been congruent and that he may have stepped out of that state because he was getting excited about her?
That is one way of doing it. I don't have it because there isn't a 100% this is the only way to do it, because it's not black and white, it's gray area. So yes, that is a way of doing it. Again, you've got to sense into it. The other option is just to present yourself as you really are and say, you know, this is what I'm feeling and I realize I may have been off track. I'm wanting to stay back on track with you because that's what I want to have with you. Are you willing to play? Do you want to talk? Do you want to move forward? Or something that's that simple. And a place of honor versus demanding is part of it too, because the truth is he also needs to be unattached.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the hardest thing for guys a lot of time to be with someone is to be unattached with what you want to have with her, because she probably won't give it to you if you're hooked into it and attached to having it.
I completely agree with that. I have that happen with my husband all the time. We go in and out, you know. I think in relationships that is what happens. But the more that he's in tune with who he is, the more attracted I am to him. And same with me. When I feel the more in tune with myself, the more I'm attracted to everybody, really. It's really strange.
Yeah.
I've been in a very positive space lately. And I plan on remaining in that positive space because I have certain tools now that can help me stay in that positive space. So I have a pity party for 5 minutes, and then I can step out of it. But for some reason, people are looking so much more attractive to me lately. Everybody, they look great. It's like everything around you is attractive when you yourself feel the attraction for yourself. So I do. I love what you said. I think it's fantastic. I do want to keep this short, so I'm gonna wrap up in a couple of minutes. But is there I know this is like a hard question. Is there one main thing that you can tell my guys that would really help them understand what women go through every day interacting with males?
The biggest, I don't say complaints, but the biggest thing I'm aware of working with the women I've worked with and the women I know is they're yearning for men to grow up and become masculine. They're tired of men being boys.
Yeah, that's not, what I hear too.
Sorry, after you.
Oh, no, I'm an interrupter. It's my fault. So you continue.
And it comes down to the fact is that we are, as men, and you know, I don't blame anything or anything, but the truth is our society does not support us being the warriors anymore. It's become so manufactured and so artificial. And the models that we see on the TV and the movie screens are rarely authentic depictions of what we can be. And women are being the sensitive, feeling, energetic more than we are, because men, to be blunt, are blunt and simple. I know I am one. That having that sensitivity to pick up when men are not being aligned is the biggest thing they feel, is they just feel, I don't know what the word is, but it's almost feeling like they've been cheated on. Mm-hmm. Not literally cheated on, but the sense of being cheated as the man who's in front of them. They're going, where's the real man in here? I can feel he's in there somewhere, but he's in denial or he's in avoidance.
It's so funny because the women that I talk to pretty much use the same language. Most of them say, ugh, I just want to date a man. I don't want to date any more boys. Like, boys are ridiculous. Boys are annoying. Boys are not ready for what I'm ready for. And most, it's not like these women are asking for marriage. They just want something that's honest and real, rather than games and wishy-washiness, because it's screwing everybody up. Everybody writes to me and uses the term game, or how do I play the game, and what line do I say, and like, what's the tricks that you have to use? And I was like, ugh, get that language out of your head. Like, yeah, that's bullshit, and it's screwing you up. And I see, like, a lot of my girlfriends are super hot. They're very single. And those are the constant complaints that I always hear as well from these women. And they have their own issues. I'm not going to try and take away from who they are. But right. Their main thing that they do say is, oh, where are the men? I want a man, a real man. So, I love that. All right, well, why don't you tell people, if anybody anybody who is listening, you know, has a wonderful woman that they want to forward on to Barry for assistance so that they can really tap into their feminine energy, why don't you tell people how to get in touch with you?
Certainly. My website, well, I have two right now. Website I have, which is is where people can sign up for my information. I have a free report, primarily for women. Men can read it too. And that's thepassionconsultant.com. And they can certainly email me directly at barry@thepassionconsultant.com. That's B-A-R-R-Y. Okay. And I have a firm called The Romance Blueprint, which is for women. Sorry, guys, this is for women only, which is at romanceblueprint.com. They're my two main places you can find me.
Okay, perfect. And I'll have links underneath. And I actually even do suggest that guys go and get your free report. Sorry to add a whole bunch of male names to your list, but get the report and really just see, like, the way that Barry is talking to these women and what he's going to be spelling out, what it is that they're craving and wanting. And so if you can really read that information and understand it, it just gives you another little perspective that's out there about what women are struggling with, what they want, and what they need. Mm-hmm. Perfect. All right. Well, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.